VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Key U.S. senators said Tuesday there was overwhelming evidence that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was behind the killing of a dissident Saudi journalist inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October. They rejected President Trump's claim that the case against Mohammed bin Salman wasn't convincing. Prominent Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said there's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw, referring to Saudi agents who used saws to reportedly cut up the body of the 59-year-old Khashoggi.
The Crown Prince is a wrecking ball. I think he's complicit in the murder of Mr. Khashoggi to the highest level possible. I think the behavior before the Khashoggi murder was beyond disturbing, and I cannot see him being a reliable partner to the United States.
Graham called the Crown Prince crazy. He said business as usual on the long-running USA to Saudi Arabia has come to an end for me. Ukraine says Russia has begun allowing some ships to enter Ukrainian ports on the Sea of Azov. It's a possible sign of easing tensions in the area. A statement Tuesday from Ukraine's infrastructure minister said the Berdyansk and Mariupol ports have been partially unblocked. He said ships are also moving through the Kerch Strait towards Ukrainian ports. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday the U.S. will withdraw from a milestone Cold War-era nuclear treaty unless Russia returns to compliance. He spoke to reporters in Brussels after meeting with NATO foreign ministers. He told the ministers the U.S. will begin the six-month process of leaving the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty in 60 days. This is VOA News.